Art, we're starting at 5 and going to number 1, and your number 5 is the success of state athletes in the Olympics.
Yes, Washington had a great Olympics. Regarding state athletes who either were born and raised or went to school here or played professional sports here, starting with Nathan Adrian, he helped lead Washington to 17 medals.
Just incredible. I was just trying to get on the medal stand, you know, and to actually win gold. Wow, I almost started crying in the water.
Nathan Adrian, the Bremerton swimmer, he had a gold medal in the 100 free and another gold in the 4x100 medley relay and a silver in the 4x100 free relay. So it was really a great performance by him and a lot of other state athletes. I do have to mention, I think, two team golds, one by the women's soccer team led by goalie Hope Solo and one in women's basketball led by Sue Bird, her third gold medal overall.
Okay, number 4, the controversial touchdown catch of Golden Tate against the Packers in Monday Night Football.
Fought for by Tate with Jennings simultaneous. Who has it? Who do they give it to? Touchdown!
And Green Bay has still never forgiven Seattle
right.
for getting away with this one. But beyond the Monday night factor and beyond the fact that it was a Seahawks win, it brought to an end the debacle of the replacement referees. That was a huge debacle by the NFL, both from a public relations standpoint and a competitive standpoint, and that game pointed it out, and the Seahawks started to get a lot of national attention from that game. The Seahawks have gone on to show they have deserved a lot of national attention because they are a good team.
And that's your number 3 story, the emergence of the Seahawks led by rookie quarterback Russell Wilson. Right,
the Seahawks have been a tremendous story this year, mostly because Russell Wilson has come from being a third-round draft choice to being one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, rookie or veteran. Boy, has he made himself into a great quarterback and the Seahawks into a very high-profile team.
Number 2, Felix's perfect game.
It's finally happened! A perfect game by a Seahawks!
I was there. It was so much fun. We just knew, those of us who've watched him over the years, that this was going to happen. Something spectacular was going to happen, and that was that day. And, I mean, talking about it now, I feel the hair on the back of my neck coming up. It was so wonderful because Felix has been such a great teammate, and so many people wanted to see him do well. They were happy for him, apart from being happy for the Mariners. And it was really a great thing to see. And he was typically humble about it, and it was just a thrill for all the Mariner fans, especially given the bleakness of the season. They had another no-hitter, a 6-pitcher no-hitter, which was freaky, and they had a perfect game against them.
Okay, number 1, your top local sports story of 2012?
A non-athlete, Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
A hedge fund manager is the top story in Seattle sports.
I mean, Seattle's my home. It's where I'm from, and my whole family lives here. It's where my roots are. Lifelong Seattle sports fan and supporter of the community in general.
His passion is basketball, and he wants to return the Sonics to Seattle. So for the 11 months since the February news broke, we have followed this saga about his innovative way to bring basketball back with a mostly privately funded facility in the Soto Arena. It's not done yet, but this is more promise than anyone ever expected to see the return of the NBA, except maybe for the Seattle Mariners, but that's for 2013.
All right, Art, thanks. Thanks for that wonderful look back on the year.
My pleasure.